Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever will serve him, you know, for the fuel. a life here, because God has something bigger for us. And he's going to minister Gentiles now. And in order for him to be effective, so there's something like that he did. One thing about God is that he cares for whatever we have to care for. But he needs whatever has to change, God will change it. Now this was a lesson Peter. This was this lesson is not fulfilled. Whatever that gave, good. Sadly, you have a lot of, you have some people out here that you say you're married, you should have stayed certain foods. So, and a lot of things that have nothing to do with God. And so we get the idea that if you don't deserve food, you'll be considered a more holy or more Christian. No, that's not true at all. God's kingdom isn't about food, drink, and rituals, the power of relationships. And you know, it's in Peter. Peter asked him, God has changed a lot of things in his life. Because before in the gospel, now the gospel is not going to always be what you get out of it. As you go later on, So Peter did share it with you. I'll be fine, nonetheless. I could imagine what people thought of the sort of sheep coming down from heaven. And what? I tried to relate it to a friend. We've been called old things. Old. So the abomination. Now how that tied us to queer and trans people this time. So we were considered unclean. So not worthy of God's truth. Not worthy of even existing. But as a queer person, trans person, who has been saved by the grace of God, Christ, that God loves me just as I He loves the queer person. He loves that person that we framed by, or gay, or lesbian, or whatever else. See, Jesus hung out with everybody. Tax collector. You know, something you probably heard here. You probably heard over here. You're a sinner. Well, everybody's a sinner. It doesn't matter who you are. That is the biggest straight of the God. He's for everybody. God's first. So I don't want to hear that. But then you put the sit back. God's first. Now, if you hear this, just that he I don't want to back him. Then I have a chance to not only develop his belief, but how he will about this thing. Being a disciple of God. What I see here is God telling Peter that it's so partiality. God loves Gentiles, does do. And it was a unknown territory to Peter as we go further on. As we go further on, probably that's so going to see how Poncho became. When I read this passage, verse 6, what God has made clean, he must not call for things. God has made it. And so, whatever God made is good. One thing we have to do, I went to a Christian college, one thing we had to learn, we studied a particular time, in history. So you had to ask how, you had to ask what, when, who, why, where. So there are reasons why I had to do, I think, a sport, part of the story. I didn't have any refrigeration. It was part of the store. A lot of things like that. So God had a reason. I won't go into this list. God had a reason. A lot of things that he did. But there's another great example during the Exodus. They were leaving Egypt. He got 11 strength. When he put 11 into a dough, he was going to take time to fly. But they didn't have the time to wait for it to fly. They were on the move. He got 11 strength. There were many examples throughout scripture where, there were laws, or whatever God said, don't any law that would be. And laws only have that place. But like here, and the observation, God had already, Jesus had already set that aside. So there's nothing, no obligation. No obligation. This is say that doing this, something new. And this is going to be new. And whatever God made, what he makes it, whatever God made, he makes it, whatever he made, he any kind of how to press. Mm-hmm. say that it's a to say to get absolutely so that other things that can't wear your race. Or hats, dress, or three. A lot of things that have absolutely nothing to do with the journey of God. I can't think of that. I think once you understand that, I don't know what association you would have with Gentiles really. But well, we're going to see here is what happens to a lot of because if you think about it, okay. And I think about my that everybody that would be the final. They have difficult time with anything to do with my world. Why do I don't prejudge because it's good enough? So then judge unclean, unfit. Judge 50% not as pain, but fat, all the time. During this month of Friday, I think about how God has moved in my own life. He was to keep about good, but I'm going to have to thank him. I see part of the church for a move my wife and I. We why we were always been involved church, you know, get some church kind of something, something. Let's say in the choir or people school, you know, doing something about church. And I heard this particular topic, now that old stomach, that would be pretty good. That was the first service that I went to, you know, very, very comfortable, mentioned generally, it never happened. You know, and I felt like I was home. And I wanted to tell this, I told you this, that I was praying. And it doesn't mean that that's okay. I doubt I want to purify this. And then 6 months later, now it is on. First I made you purify my house. And that was such a liberating experience. And then there are many others that I remember the really first time I walked to the no condemnation by God, no anger, no guilt, no anger. No, God was moving me in this direction. It was some months later, that I was alone praying and God they bore me with knowledge, make knowledge of who I was, right? And friends. He embraced me like a mother embraces a child. That was a lovely experience. So, God does a lot of, God takes a lot of things to say that I've had the past, I have spirits. Doubts. Just like with Peter. Peter, he had, pretty sure he had doubts in his mind about God implored him to go off foot. This is what God told us. So whatever God brings to us, for our good. He says something is good. It's good. No question that. So, how will God say it to you? So, this is what you are. So, you can ask that. So, God will, so you ask that, God will change. So, you don't. So, he'll help you. I'm sure it makes somebody here that you often ask. Coming to their heart, is that right? You know, ask Jesus, and make sure that first through his whole spirit. And I said this many times, I'll say it again, God loves you. As far as my friend, brother, sister, God bless my age, brother, sister, those of you who are on a different track, God loves you as far. And whatever God, whatever good God gives you, as you see, whatever he tells us, you for you to go forward for your good. God won't bring anything back. I just like to see that is whatever God has put on your heart, follow. I think one of the things that helped me in my journey to be coming out of France that I had no point of reference. So I had no point of reference in my past. I never dressed, never had desire. I still started from people. Had speed, I was. And that helped me out a lot too, so it's so I didn't go back, I had nowhere to go to. I'm holding up in the boat. I still put it in another way. I couldn't go back to Egypt. Because what happened in the past is past. thing I could do, and I couldn't stay where I was. And the only thing I had to do was boom, just went down to the circuit. It wasn't always easy, but God, that's so beautiful. And he still was with me. God was with Peter at the territory that he had. God would be with you. Oh. Don't trust him. Don't trust him. But he can get everything. And whatever you need, you'll get to be with you. So you'll be your strength, you'll be your faith, your power, you'll be your strength and courage. And I thank God he's good. Which is going to be, and I hope this lesson helps someone. I pray that it does, and that it has helped. And it's going to be, pray that this episode has blessed you, but look forward to next time together. And thank you. God bless you. And happy Friday.